This is a very special cross-currents. I'm Ben Trefney. It's been about 2 years since Al Jazeera bought out San Francisco's Current TV. Since then, the Arab News Network has learned a lot from its first foray in the American market. Industry analysts speculate that we're about to see some changes in the network based on those learnings. KALW investigative reporter Chris Hoff got inside access to secret meetings taking place at the company's headquarters in San Francisco to find out what's really going to happen. He filed this report.
If you're a studio executive and you're thinking about what works in television, it all comes down to one word: reality. Since Survivor debuted on CBS in the year 2000, there's been a seemingly endless parade of reality TV shows. You've got The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
There is no doubt in my mind that I am madly in love with you.
Dancing with the Stars and that Trump show.
Stephanie, you're fired.
Like a tiny car in a circus tent, the clowns keep piling out. There was that show with Flava Flav.
I need a girl who can appeal to all my senses.
Oh, I like that.
And Tommy Lee. And San Francisco's own Brian Boitano.
Butterscotch pinwheels, that sounds good. Griddle cake.
And, of course, Cops.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Oh my gosh, there are so many bad, bad shows.
Lydia Nami has watched them all. It's part of her job as interim director of programming for Al Jazeera Bay, the local branch, where she's tasked with figuring out what will resonate with their target audience.
16 to 24-year-old men? Maybe not, you know, the brightest bulbs in the room. Unless they're watching TV by themselves. In the dark.
I'm sitting with Nami in Al Jazeera Bay's new San Francisco office, which is Current's old office, near the Lucky Strike bowling alley across from AT&T Park. We're doing what she does pretty much all the time, watching TV.
Can these famous moms cope with their most challenging role yet?
Oh my God, it's all so bad.
But while we're watching Celebrity Wife Swap, something catches our eye. It's a commercial for a brand new offering from ABC.
Tonight, Olympic hero Tom Daley coaches five celebrities as they dive headfirst into the most terrifying challenge of their lives.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar jumping off the high dive? Oh, shoot me now.
It will take poise, guts, and genuine skill.
But who will make the biggest splash?
At the moment, it's looking difficult.
The phone rings.
Yeah. No. No. Yes. Okay. 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 Goodbye.
Who was that?
That was corporate. They just saw the same ad, and they say we've got to go further. Oh, God. I should have become a doctor.
What is that stain? And you don't want to know.
It's 2 days later, and Nami has assembled several top industry consultants, along with Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom's assistant, to brainstorm the next generation of reality shows.
All right, people, listen up. I have gathered you here today because you are the best minds in the business. If anyone can come up with what the 2013 TV audience wants to see, it's you. Before we get started, I want to show you something that I saw last night. This is what we are really competing with.
Nami pulls out her smartphone and hits a button. The lights dim, and a hidden panel in the ceiling at the end of the room opens. A screen slowly lowers down.
This, ladies and gentlemen, this is the latest reality show from True TV.
All right, I'm here with Jason and Seth. How you guys feeling?
Great.
Are you guys ready to do this?
Ready.
Get a Guinness World Record?
Yeah, yeah.
Snap some mousetraps on your tongue?
Do you see that? They have a person trying to break the record for most mousetrap snaps on a tongue.
Good luck. Here we
one
go.
Tongue?
In three.
Yes.
Two, one, go. Okay. And it's one on the tongue. Ah.
Oh my God. Oh, that's horrible. This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Exactly. Stupid sells. And we are not going to leave this room until we found something stupider.
It's going to really start to hurt here, though.
Yeah, at what point does the blood start showing up? Oh, right about there. Okay.
All right. Go.
All right, so what if I say, I'm going to say dancing with the, and let's just say a couple ideas.
Oh, dancing.
Dancing with the
pimps.
Seals.
Dancing with the dead.
Dancing with the
screaming goats.
Ooh, screaming goats who scream like humans. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Dancing with Gavin Newsom.
Ah, love that. Mm-hmm. Love that.
Early the next morning, they're right back at it.
Okay, I have a show. It's called Can You Milk That? We research different animals.
The llamas.
And maybe humans. And we
talk to me about how Gavin Newsom's going to be involved in this.
Gavin could be, he could taste, I mean, he has a very sophisticated palate, so he could maybe be the taster.
He's also got strong hands, right? So he could
He might be willing to milk some of the
celebrities?
Animals.
Subjects.
He might be willing to milk some of the subjects.
Where does he draw
like that? Higher on the food chain.
Well, but you need a host.
It's like Dirty Jobs or something. Like,
yeah.
But milking cats. Different. Yeah.
But then, is there a contest?
Right.
Or is it just
the smaller the mammal, the more exciting the milking.
And there's a third day of discussion.
Well, that reminds me of one of my ideas, which is celebrities eating each other.
I like that. That is really strong.
Celebrities cooking other celebrities.
How about Kevin Costner's the host? I think that would be really strong.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Kevin Costner or Kevin Bacon?
I like Kevin Costner and Kevin Bacon.
How would you decide which celebrities are cooked?
We call it the Hunger Games.
I like that idea.
Let's just do the Hunger Games, like real life style.
No, but I think it'd be more of a cooking show, though. It's not about
how you go to San Francisco restaurants and judges them and then cooks and eats the losing chefs.
Is he a good cook?
He has great taste.
Does he taste great though?
I like it. But somebody challenges him and then could cook Gavin Newsom if they beat him in the challenge.
I don't think so.
But people would really go for that.
The winner gets to be cooked and eaten by the real Gavin.
Finally, at the end of the week, the exhausted team trudges out of the conference room. So, you think you got one?
Do you mean, do I think I have the most patently insane idea for a television show in the history of television? Maybe.
No chores after dinner.
A month later, Lydia, Nami, and I are back in our office, doing the same thing she does every day.
Yeah, watching terrible television.
She looks at her watch.
It's 5:17 now. Watch this.
Ever wonder what would happen if you put 7 celebrities in one kitchen?
You're going to Kitchen Stadium.
Come on in, guys!
Had a cook-off?
Last time we were together, it was pretty emotional.
I have never in my life yelled at a girl like this!
And cooked and ate the loser?
The stakes have never been higher.
This fall, Current Television is going to find out. We're bringing you a whole new flavor.
Curry powder, saffron powder, tomato paste, scotch bonnet peppers, nacho masala, and cumin.
That's right, human. It's Celebrities Eating Other Celebrities, hosted by Gavin Newsom, this fall on Current TV.
Ain't that America? Yeah? 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 No. Yeah?
It's tough to reach an audience, to find that certain something that makes a TV show pop, that perfect combination of judges, of B-list actors, C-list, or, whatever.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Goodbye.
Who was that?
That was Al.
Al Gore?
Uh-huh.
What do you have to say?
He said he wants to be on the show. He also said he had that exact same idea.
So, are you going to have him on?
Only if he gets us good ratings.
In San Francisco, I'm Chris Hoff for Cross Currents.